we've been waiting all week.
It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Here we are. We have finally arrived at my favorite point in the week. Time for beer for breakfast. I get to drink beers with my good friend Paul Segura, brewmaster from Carl Strauss, and face-melting guitarist in the surf rock band Los Tortugas.
Good morning.
And my good pal, Brandon Hernandez from San Diego Beer News, who is not a face-melting guitarist, but we like him anyway.
Passable drummer for the band available.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Yeah, I like what you did there.
Let's have some beers for breakfast.
Yeah. Guys, there's something really cool going on right now at SeaWorld. It's the Seven Seas Food Festival. I went there this past Saturday with Danielle, and we drank a bunch of beers. We did a bunch of roller coasters. We ate some amazing food. This SeaWorld Seven Seas Food Festival is really, really cool. They really do incorporate, like, all the different seas. We had a lot of fun in the Mediterranean Sea area. There were kiosks that had Greek food, Spanish food, French food. Of course, there's great breweries as well. There was Mike Hess, Carl Strauss, Stone, Ballast Point, Harland, Newtopia, Bay City, Pizza Port, Coronado.
I know, little guys, big guys, it's really cool.
It really is. They represent all the breweries from San Diego. We're about to drink one that's really cool from Bivouac Cider Works. It's called San Diego Jam. It's
We don't get to do a cider very often.
We don't.
Much like at the festival, it's nice to take like the road less traveled because you can go all sorts of different routes. That thing does not disappoint. I showed up there and I thought, food festival, beers, whatever. And I was like blown away. There's way more than you might expect.
There really is. It's super cool. Super fun. So this, look at the color on this. It's like really, it's really pretty.
It's
kind of pinkish mauve. Yeah. And it's a blend of blackberry, blueberry, and black currant. And I just like the name San Diego Jam. What do you guys think of this?
I'm going to go for it. Here we go.
Fruity and delicious.
It tastes like jam.
Ooh, I could drink a lot of this on a sunny day at SeaWorld. Look out.
It's very, very good.
Yeah, I would drink this while eating some baklava from the Greek place. Pairing beer with food is one of my favorite things to do, especially at SeaWorld. Checking out the sea turtles and the penguins. I mean, that whole area right there was super fun.
This is going to be awesome. This runs through April 27th. You were lucky to go very early on. It started March 7th. But get this, 150 new food and drink options inspired by international flavors. And this year, they're expanding the festival and its gastronomic diversity with four new food areas celebrating Africa, Korea, France, and Spain. Those are some pretty amazing cuisines. And on top of it, you're going to have a chance to see a lot of cool entertainment, performances ranging from Polynesian fire dancing and Brazilian samba to K-pop groups, if you're into that sort of thing. I am not, but does not make me a bad guy if I'm not. I know they're very popular, the K-pop.
They might convert you when you have it with Korean cuisine at the same time and then San Diego beer. They might be able to win you over at that point. Just saying.
I can tell you if I have a couple of these right here, I might be coerced quite easily.
I was there during one of the K-pop bands. They were really good. You know, they had us going.
Nice. All right.
All right. Well, moving on to the next beer, guys. This one is called Stellar Tropics. It's a sour ale from Naughty Barrel, which is also featured at the Seven Seas Food Festival.
Oh, boy.
It smells like a tropical cornucopia of fruits coming out of the glass.
Tastes very passion fruit with like a little pineapple, too.
There's a nice little sourness in the finish. I love this.
My wife has become a gigantic fan of sour beers. She would love this. Love this.
I think there's a few extra cans. You should take it to Anne.
I may have to smuggle a couple of these. Wow, this is quite good.
It's on the air now. It has to happen.
Oh. Naughty Barrel coming through with some really good sour ale. And it's not like face puckeringly sour. It's beautiful. It's got all this tropical fruitiness that hits you up front. And then a nice, clean, slightly tart finish. I really like this.
Very sunny day as far as beers go. And for a lot of people know that they're down in the East Village, but a lot of people know that they're in Rancho Penasquitos too. So if you can't make it to SeaWorld, but you want to try this beer, there's two places.
So having been to the Seven Seas Festival last weekend, I would pair this beer with the charcuterie plate from the French kiosk.
Wow, there's only one thing missing in the studio right now, and that's a charcuterie plate.
Who was supposed to bring the charcuterie?
No, probably me. Sorry.
Jeez. So the SeaWorld San Diego Seven Seas Food Festival is going on now, and it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through April 27th. And you can get tickets for that, of course, with your SeaWorld admission. Lots to do, lots to see at SeaWorld always, and of course, so much good food and so many good beers to get into there, man.
Yeah, a lot of it's sponsored by Mike Hess Brewery. There's some great beers, great fun, lots of things to do.
And did somebody say glitter?
That's right. This weekend, aren't they unveiling a glitter beer?
Yes, indeed.
Mike Hess?
We thought the trend was dead, but apparently it's alive and well over at SeaWorld, which is kind of cool. I think they're beautiful.
Yeah, Jewels of the Sea Glitter Beer. It's a special collab.
It's a rad name for it, too.
That coordinates with the new Jewels of the Sea exhibit with the jellyfish that just opened at SeaWorld.
Nice. It all comes together. All right.
I'm jealous that you got to go and I didn't, so I've got to make sure I go on one of these upcoming weekends before this ends because this sounds absolutely awesome.
Super fun.
All right, Paul, remind us what we enjoyed that are beers featured at the Seven Seas Food Festival at SeaWorld.
The first beverage we had was called San Diego Jam. It's a mixed berry cider by Bivouac Cider Works, and that comes in at 6% ABV. And the second beer that we had was called Stellar Tropic Sour Ale from Naughty Brewing, coming in at 5.2% ABV.
You've already been. You and I, we should go.
I'll see you there.
At SeaWorld, Seven Seas Food Festival, going on now through April 27th. Boys, as always, cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Support your local breweries.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.News. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.News.